In the early years, Green Bay did indeed struggle. Their games with Chicago were fiercely fought, but the Bears usually won. For these were George Halas's monsters of the Midway, the kings of pro football.
Excellent.
Then came the Lombardi era of the 60s. They were the glory days of Horning, Taylor, and Starr, when the Pack swept all opponents from their path. With five championships and two Super Bowl victories, Lombardi's team ruled the NFL. George Halas was exasperated.
Here comes a knock on the door in the trainer's room, and it's Papa Bear. And the equipment man answers the door, and he said, "Yes, Coach, can I help you?" He says, "Yes, I'd like to speak to Coach Lombardi. It's very urgent." Now, this is 5 minutes before the game, and he walks in, and here are the two coaches by themselves. He says, "Yes, Coach, can I help you?" And he says, "Yeah." He said, "Vince, I just want you to know you better have your team ready, because we're going to kick your ass."
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it is all what a work. What? Actually, where it's all...
What?
A work.
What?
Yeah, got a soundboard. We're moving up. I didn't have to do this in post-production.
Really?
No, Miz, I didn't have to do it. Now I can just record the show, have my little sound clips. I mean, I could just add them in later, but...
Do it.
You're right, Mike Singletary. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. And I don't want to ruin all my little sound clips. I don't have much for right now. It's just... playing with it and whatnot, but we're here. We are at week. Oh, it's that time of the year. I actually have to think of. We're in week four. I fucking love football. I could say that every single week. I would say this. No news this week, so I'll just get that out of the way. We do have some emails. Okay, email. We have some tweets. Okay, three. We're moving on up in the world. So if you want to remember, if you want to get a hold of the show. You can email us at nfleasypicks@gmail.com. No, shit. Scratch that. Rewind. Scratch that. We can get a hold of us at anythingpicks@gmail.com. Or you can use the hashtag nfleasypicks, and we will read your emails and tweets on the show. And if you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, at nfleasypicks. So, what do I got in store for the episode this week? Well, first, no Joe. He'll be back next week. Hopefully.
What?
Yes. Hopefully he'll be back next week. Maybe he'll be back next week.
What?
Okay. And in his replacement, I have first the Mob Jockey.
Yes, sir.
And I have FTW.
Of course, I can't get it up here. And
well, it's okay, Shane.
Of course, I can't get it up here. And
okay, he's not with us. He tried to get on, but we had a little bit of problems and whatnot, but we have to deal with just sound clip. Fine, whatever. We have held on for long enough from actually recording the show, so let's actually get on with the show and let's talk about our teams. Why am I skipping shit? It's just one of those nights. Let's talk about the Pick'ems League. And how did you do, Mop? How did you feel about your picks?
I did shit once again.
Yeah, you got...
I was second to last. And I think the last guy didn't pick anybody.
No, last place was Brian with nothing for the week. Miguel Boobs, he was actually the last place of people who picked, and then you were just one above that with eight.
Stellar.
The difference maker. Let me see, between you and Miguel, he picked Dallas. You picked St. Louis. He was right, mm-hmm. And he got both. I should say you got both Seattle and Chicago right, while he picked Denver, obviously, because he's a Denver fan, and he picked the Jets because he doesn't like the Bears, and he just doesn't want to admit it, because, hey, Josh McCown I mean, the Bears are really missing Josh McCown.
They absolutely are.
I mean,
does he still have a job?
I think he has a job up until April, and then or April, May, and then.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select.
Oh yeah.
What's his name? Winston from Florida State. That's perfect.
Sure, I'm not a college football guy.
Biggest knucklehead in fucking college sports right now.
I mean, I only knew one college player, and his name was Johnny Manziel.
He's a bigger knucklehead than Johnny Manziel ever was.
There's no such
thing. Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh, let me see. But let's go back through the week, how everybody did. Brian Fartnado with a big whopping goose egg because he didn't make any picks. Miguel, 7 correct. Mop, 8 correct. Myself, Joe, and only one Mart, who, actually, according to Skype, only one Mart is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday, one Mart. Do you want to wish him a happy birthday?
Oh, happy birthday, Mart, you sexy beast.
Well, I mean, I just have to.
Of course, I can't get it up here, and...
We really can't help you there, Mr. Shane. We just can't help you.
Really?
Well, I mean, I guess we really could, but...
Really?
Okay, enough.
Okay. Above us three was Carp with 10 correct. Tied at 11 was, believe it or not, Shane, Jack, and Dan with 11.
Boo.
Second place for the week, Mr. DRG. And first place, Ant the Vigilante, who will be on this episode a couple times.
Bullshit, fucking Brits.
And he might be, I want to start keeping track of this, he might be one of the top for closest perfect week we've had. Nobody has done it yet since we started the leagues, but he only got 3 wrong.
Wow.
Or wait a minute, did Joe get a perfect week when there was like...
Like a freaking wild card round or something, maybe.
Yeah, he got the perfect weeks in the playoffs.
Yeah. Playoffs?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
I forgot I had that, and then as you were saying it, I was looking for it. So that would take us to where we are on the standings. Because of not picking anything in 12th place, Fartnado at 15, which luckily how this league is working, if he keeps picking it till the end of the year, he could definitely still wind up in the mix of things. In 11th place, Miguel with 19. 10th place, the Mop Jockey with 20. That makes you 20 and 28. Hold on. Above you is the Goonies, Shane. With 22.
Of course, I can't get it up here. And
that's right, Shane. Above him with 23 is me. 7th place is Soccer Fucker with 24. It's 6th place, Joe with 25. In 5th place, Carp. Actually, kind of a tie. Tie for 4th place is actually Jack and Carp with 27. Tie for 2nd is Ant and DRG with 29. And number 1 with 31 is Dan. And Dan's only gotten 17 wrong, but there's just still a couple games that separate 1st and 2nd / 3rd. And we have a long season to go. We still have, when it comes to picks,
weeks.
We still have 14. We still got 18. Because we have all
playoffs.
4 weeks of playoffs.
Wrong clip.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
Yes, we're talking playoffs.
Yeah, we're not kidding you. And let's look into our fantasy league right now, which really, I'm not doing great. I'm only in first place in one league, which I beat you in last week. The rest, I should say this. I'm 3-0 in one league. I'm 2-0 in another league, and then at 2-0, I'm at 2-1. Oh,
yes,
you're going to make fun of my mistake.
Absolutely.
What?
Okay. 3-0 in one league, 2-1 in another. Of the remaining eight leagues, seven of them, I am 1-2, and one other one I'm 0-3.
I'm pretty much in the same boat. I'm 1-2 and 2-1 on every other league except for the free ones. Any money league, I'm losing big time in.
That's why you're the champ in this league.
I can play good when there's no money on the line.
Speaking of which, tie for last place / ninth place, however you want to look at it. It's Shane and Karp at 0-3. Tie for sixth place at 1-2 is Dan, Joe, and me. Tie for third place is Jeff Fisher, guys, which would be Jack, Miguel, and the Ace from Macho Man Radio. And right now, the two leading tie for first place, Plan B, and your champ,
absolutely,
our champ.
Absolutely. What can I say? I'm good. I'm pretty damn good.
I don't know if I got that far. You just said that you could only do
winning
it
is winning.
Money league. I mean, in free leagues. But
you play.
And I am winning the game in this league. In this league.
Not in all of them. In this league. And you have Miguel this week. And believe it or not, I have a bye week this. Oh, no,
yeah,
I got Shane.
You've got a bye.
No, I was right. Bye week.
Since Shane is so close to Canada, can we just make him an honorary Canadian?
Ooh, I just seen this. I'm looking at the waiver wire. The top five things, actions that have gone down. I'm not a big waiver wire person. I pick up certain stuff here and there. I just seen that Jeff Fisher, guys, a.k.a. Jack, he picked up Kirk Cousins, which is fine. But he dropped Josh
Gordon.
Go right
ahead.
Debating whether to swoop him up now and hold on to him. Because is this one of the leagues I'm doing it? Because I have one player that I picked up at the end of most drafts, and I'm holding on to him. If he plays, he plays. If he doesn't, hey, it was just a late round draft pick. Who cares? And that would be none other than my boy, Johnny Manziel. Yep, I have him in this league.
Those guys don't matter if you don't make the playoffs.
Wait.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me?
Yeah,
playoffs.
You'll have him for what? Three games?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
We'll have him. See, 10-game suspension.
And then
so
the playoffs
week
start
11,
week 13, I think, or 12.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the other way around.
What do you mean?
The actual Browns
would be a huge benefit. But for a fantasy team...
No. Do ours start? Yeah. I don't think they start that late. I got to double check. I know, as far as I go by the standard of week 16
right.
is the championship game. Because that's championship game because I got fucked. I got fucked 1 year with my second year plan. I think we've talked about it a little bit, but I still got to bring it up. And that was when the league that I was in with some of my friends... And it was our second year, most of our second year ever playing, and we started playing against each other at first for just a free league. It was like actually five people, and we had a dummy team in there just to even it out. And then we expanded the next year and actually made it even. And when me and my friend were like the two commissioners that were figuring out stuff we wanted to do and point stuff, for some reason we picked, like, yeah, let's go up into the last week, which early in the season, you're not thinking. Early in the season, when you're early in your fantasy career, you're not thinking about that kind of stuff. Well, it got down to the championship game, and I was in the championship game. I had that year. I had Drew Brees, Tom Brady. I think they fucking tore the. That was their great year. They tore it up for me. But Drew Brees was going for that fucking record, like most touchdowns and everything. And I was like, do I play him? Do I not play him? There's a lot of players that were like that, and that's when I realized. Fucking, you can't have it the last week because that is the highest percentage week that players won't play because of a little thing that we have called playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
Well, I have to talk about playoffs because that's when playoffs is a championship game. And like I've talked about before, I lost that game, but due to some point change, some statistic change. Like, it wasn't on our side. It was, like, on NFL.com's side. I went from losing that game to winning that
game. That's kind of shitty for a championship game, but, yeah, it happens.
What would you do?
Well, it's whatever the official score is. I believe most sites say the scores aren't official until Tuesday morning. So you got to deal with it.
Well, here was the thing. Like, after the games, like, we didn't check the league. And then it was me just being curious, kind of like going back and checking out the website a couple months later, and then I had seen I had won. And I went back to the other guy who was running the league, he was the one who was holding all the money, and the guy who beat me was his brother-in-law. And I was just kind of like, dude, look at this. Do you see I won? And he's like, yeah, what do you want me to do? And I'm like,
yeah,
I won.
That's why you don't pay out until, you know, the next week. You don't pay out Sunday night.
I don't even know when he paid. I think, like I said, we didn't go back and check.
Yeah.
It was more like game over. Okay. But it was something like that, and I actually had to kind of like fight with him a little bit to actually work out something. And what he did, which I don't fucking agree with this, the only thing he would do was split it.
Because the official score was you won.
Yeah. Try to explain that. So I don't know why. It said I won. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
You were wrong. I won, motherfucker. I got kicked out of the league that year. The next year, I should say. Well, no, it's because me and the guy got into a fucking...
Yeah.
That's a long story. Anyway, that's the league. And let's get into how our teams did. I want to start with the Browns, because you said you wanted to talk about it. Sadly, I didn't get to watch this game, but I was watching it very closely on my phone, watching stats as I was coming back from Chicago. My town, Chi-town. One more time.
That's fine.
I'm adding that as a sound clip. I swear to God. Well, I'm going to throw chains on. Anyway. But yeah, sitting there watching. And how do you feel about the Browns after this game? Because, I mean, you're a Bengals fan. You live in the state of Ohio.
The Browns are a good team.
How do you feel about it?
I mean, they really are. They're going to be a problem if this is the, you know, quote unquote worst team in that division. That division's very fucking strong. I mean, they've lost every single game in the last minute by a field goal, or won every game by a field goal.
Well, won every.
I guess that make it sound good. But no, I think the pieces that they're missing, and they're still this close in these games. Once they get the Josh Gordon back and Ben Tate back in the backfield, or move on to Crowell or whatever they're going to do with the running back situation, that's not an easy out for anybody. And to be honest, at 1-2, and the fact that they've already played two divisional opponents, right? And it's probably two of the best teams in the AFC. That's pretty strong. Yeah, I would say Baltimore and Pittsburgh are two of the best teams in the AFC.
Now I'm trying to figure out how I want to put it. It's nothing against those teams, but I still think, and obviously by stats and everything,
I think
the Bengals are the best. The best team in the division.
If not the best team in the AFC.
So it's like basically we got beat by the two other teams in the division. It's like, well, we haven't played the best team in the division.
Right, but you're also talking about
the other two.
Pittsburgh and Baltimore are both going to be in the playoffs or definitely in the hunt at the end of the season. So to lose to them is not...
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me?
Losing to two of the best teams in the AFC is not terrible. Because it's going to get easier for Cleveland where they can win some of these games.
Yeah. I think with the whole Pittsburgh thing, they lost because they were away. I mean, granted,
they lost
by field goal, but...
They lost because they couldn't play a full game of damn football. They played a half.
Well, that's true. But that's one of those things where the home crowd could get to you like that. Well, them being away, but the actual home crowd can get to you. But they rose above the hate in the second half.
Cleveland has played six good quarters of football. They played two really bad quarters in the beginning of the season. That's what cost them week one. Well, they won the one game.
The quarters.
And then they played really good against Baltimore. Yeah.
So they've had 10
good games. Oh, fuck. I don't know. They played two bad quarters at the beginning. The rest have been good. Shut the fuck up. 52.
What's 3 times 4?
Hey.
That's that great
public school,
Miamisburg
baby.
Education. But yeah, Baltimore and Cleveland, they always play very, very close in Cleveland. Same with Bengals. I mean, the only one that they haven't had a close game with in Cleveland, besides when the Browns beat them, is the Steelers. Normally, it's fucking Steelers.
I don't think the Steelers are that good this year, but they're good enough to, you know, that you're going to have – it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how everything pans out. I think this could be a very, very good year for the Browns. I mean, when I mean very, even six wins, that's a very good
honestly,
year for the Browns
I
compared
could see
to
it
what
getting
we've
up
had.
To, you know, eight and maybe contending for a wild card. It's not out of the question.
That would be crazy. But what would have to happen is you would have to have the Ravens or Steelers drop off.
I can see either happening.
And really, 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 yeah, I was about to say, it could be either of them because Steelers are battling all their problems. I guess one news story we could talk about, and it just came out the other day, that James Harrison re-signed with the Steelers, which is something we talked about just a couple weeks ago.
It's not really a news story. I mean, it's a Pittsburgh lost four fucking players on their defense last week, and, well, he knows the defense. I mean, he's not going to be an every down player.
I've heard things that they've said about him, like he might not be quickly in it because they've, you know, it's been a full year since he's been there, and there's things that have changed, and he's probably changed a little bit.
Yeah,
and
he's
all
not
this,
game
this
ready.
Stuff, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it's all true, and it's going to take him a while to reacclimate to Pittsburgh, but he's going to be like fourth or fifth linebacker, even at 100%.
Okay, we're in week four right now, and that's when James Harrison's going to start. Which week will be the first week he gets suspended?
For hitting a quarterback? I will give him until week eight, because I think he's got at least 2 weeks that he's not going to play, trying to get back in the flow of things.
Just for shits and giggles, let's see who Steelers have week eight. They are not on bye that week. They are on bye. They're the last week of byes. Them in Carolina. But in week eight, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Why won't you come up?
Because you can't get it up.
Pittsburgh. Well, hold on. I almost deleted that.
I can't get it up here. And
let me see. Pittsburgh goes up against at home.
Maybe not. It'll probably be against the division foe.
No, because probably around that time is when they go against the Browns again.
No.
Don't say
that. Gets hurt because Harrison, you know, is a cheap, dirty player.
Actually, the week after that, week
that
nine,
was a good possibility
Baltimore
there,
at
too.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Put a little circle on that one. We're going to have to do a little
betting.
I'm
not a gambler. I'm not a gambler.
Which maybe we'll get to. You got to know when
to hold them. No.
See, you would know that lyric, wouldn't you? Let's get into
one's
both
really
of your
good,
teams.
One's really bad.
Are we talking about the Bears and Browns?
Because both of those are bad. No, Cincinnati is, if not the best in the AFC, and possibly the NFL, because Seattle's not looking as good as they did last year, they're number two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can make an argument for Denver or Cincinnati as the best team in the AFC, clearly.
There's I still love Ross Tucker's podcast. I love his power rankings. I love how he dialed. Just his voice. I've been trying to go back and listen to ESPN's Football Today. The only thing I like about them is their power rankings because I get to steal little things like, I don't know.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select.
So I get to steal that kind of stuff. But other than that, I miss the combination of Ross Tucker, Matt Williamson, and Pod Vader. But I love that Ross Tucker put the Bengals in number one.
Seattle's lost a game, and they did not really look good against Denver. And Denver's defense looked like crap that first half. So, you know, it's hard to argue. I mean, Cincinnati has played strong. But then again, we're also talking – the NFL is very cyclical. It's highs and lows. Is this Cincinnati's high point, and it's nothing but downhill from here? So going into the playoffs, they're going to be hitting a low, like a couple years ago when they were cruising into the playoffs and lost to the Jets in the at the end of the season, and then turn around and lose to the Jets in the playoff the next week?
But really when it comes to playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
The thing with playoffs is...
I know, and that's what worries me about the Bengals right now. Because they're playing so good. You know, even without, like, Vontaze Perfect. I think I'm saying his name right. But he's out with a concussion or some head injury of some sort. He is their best defensive player. And he's out. And they're still playing this good on defense right now. It worries. It's worrisome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, Marvin Jones does not have a good record of... playing in the playoffs with the Bengals.
When's the last time the Bengals won the division?
I think the year before.
Before that, I meant. No, because the year before was Ravens.
Was it? I don't know. It's like they keep – those three teams have just kind of traded it back and forth the last 10 years.
But it seems like it's been more or less more –
Right, but over the
Pittsburgh
last
– and Baltimore.
Four or five?
And then the only place that the Bengals get in is wild card, because they end up having to play in the playoffs against Texans, and
they play against Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh takes a cheap shot on a quarterback and breaks his leg and costs them the game and rolls over and cheap shot and motherfucking Pittsburgh Steelers.
something that we would be kind of a newsworthy story, and it kind of goes with the two Ohio teams, is that's the trick quarterback plays that they pulled.
I
have yet
either.
To actually
I heard
see
about
them.
It.
But it, in between Andy Dalton catching a touchdown pass and the complete trick play of Johnny Manziel catching a ball, but it got pulled back because of something. I don't know if the play was illegal or there was some penalty. I've heard stories, but I know the... Just having the division in my head of was like Johnny Manziel goes onto the field, and then there's like this verbal back and forth between him and Penton, and then the ball's hiked and fucking Manziel just goes down the field, catches it.
Yeah, he almost deserves an
that's
Emmy for that shit.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's
that is the stuff that, granted, I should have a soundbite for this, 4 years ago with the two crazy wins that the Browns got
Lord.
Against the Patriots and Patriots says no. They had like really good plays. I think the best one, and it's one of those like there's like trick plays in books that you do once.
But
and
that
you
that's
never
one of those that you'll
again.
Never see it again.
Oh yeah, you'll never see that again. The Patriots, I think it was the Browns went to go punt the ball, and they had watched so much footage of the Patriots that they realized every time. You punt the ball towards them, they just open up the field. There's like this big lane. So they faked the punt and ran it in for a touchdown. That was one of the crazy ones. And then the other one that I absolutely love, and it got called back on a weird holding penalty, was Green Bay Packers versus Chicago Bears. Packers punted the ball to the Bears. It was coming down to Devin Hester. He waits for a fair catch, but people are just so... used to, you know, you kick the ball, it's going to Hester, he's going to give you a fair catch, or he's going to run for it, blah, 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 but the eyes are on him. Shows you how long ago it was, I believe, Johnny Knox caught the ball and ran it in for a touchdown, and he got halfway down the field before people realized that Devin Hester didn't have the ball, the ball wasn't going towards him.
You can only do that stuff, like, once. Now, the one against New England, that's schematically. They needed to fix that on New England's end. So somebody else missed it for that long, you know, pulling that move off. But once you do it once, they figure it out, and they just adapt that quickly.
Mm-hmm. And then should we talk about the Eagles and Cowboys, even though Shane
why not?
Joe aren't here.
I think the Eagles are by far the worst 3-0 team out there. They are the luckiest bunch of pieces of shit I've ever seen. And I think Dallas is better than I thought they were, because they should have won week one if it wasn't for Tony Romo throwing three interceptions. So I guess we have to consider them better than I did before, I guess.
The worst 3-0 team. I'm weird. I'm a little bit high on the Eagles right now, but I think the Cardinals are far better.
As a team. I mean, come on. The Eagles were getting their ass handed to them by Jacksonville and miraculously come back. This week they won, and their best player had a total of 20 yards rushing. And they still won the game, but that team is a mess. And once they actually – somebody's going to catch them, and they're just – yeah. And Foles is going to get hurt. He is not going to last the season. With the hits he's taken, there's no way.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say crazier
things
have
happened. I actually really like Arizona. I think they have a very solid defense, a very solid offense, and they're playing good. I think Philly's lucked out, and I mean, I don't like their offensive – I don't like their receivers. I don't like their defense at all. So I just don't think they're that good.
Yeah. I don't got much to say about the Eagles. I mean, granted, I almost thought they were going to lose that game. But it's crazy. I'm actually high on Kirk Cousins over RG3. Mm-hmm. That is one thing right now with me. And I kind of want the Redskins to give up on RG3. He will end up being, and it's very ironic that's like this right. Sam Bradford
and there's,
of that
there's
organization.
There's a lot of grumblings that RG3 may never play for the Redskins again. You know, whether it be he's out for the rest of the year and they trade him or they bench him when he comes back. So
that's like I was just seeing an article before we started recording. I didn't get to read the whole thing. But did you know that before RG3 and before everybody else, the Redskins were very close to signing a quarterback by the name of Jay
Cutler.
Wow,
that would be interesting.
I think it was before the Bears swept in.
Yeah, they got him out of Denver.
Up on that trade.
Yeah, I think Jay Cutler's an underrated quarterback. He has his moments like Brett Favre did, but he's not quite as good as Brett Favre, so they're kind of a little more glaring.
Yeah, He has the bonehead moments,
right.
But he doesn't have the super quarterback
right.
moments, the elite quarterback. That's the thing. Cutler could go to the Super Bowl this year and win it, and I still won't look at Cutler as a elite quarterback. He's going to be an Eli Manning where, yes, he won a Super Bowl, but you don't put that on him. You put that
right.
on the whole team that got them there, and they managed to go. Actually, I would say the Seahawks, too. Russell Wilson. I don't look at Russell Wilson as an elite quarterback. It's the system around him. It's everybody as a whole. Well, it's everybody as a whole. It's really when you have the strong defenses when you can have those type of moments. If the Bears would have beat the Colts in the Super Bowl, it would have been the same thing. Rex Grossman, not an elite quarterback, but that defense was really good. Special teams was really good. Funny thing is, and it could be a transition, those are the two things wrong with the Bears right now.
Everybody keeps claiming, it's a quarterback league, but Ben Roethlisberger's won two or three Super Bowls here now. Flacco's won a couple Super Bowls. Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and they're not elite.
Hell, you can go back to Trent Dilfer. Those guys are not elite quarterbacks. Your elite quarterbacks are Peyton Manning, who is 1-2 in the Super Bowl. So is it really a quarterback league? Or is it a... his record's not very good in the 2000s.
Him as a whole, granted, he had that great stretch of everything, but
right.
the last two appearances, he's 0-2.
John Elway was 0-4 before he won the last two before he retired. So can't say it's not all quarterback. I don't care what anybody wants to say.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to my team, which would be the win. I didn't get to watch the whole game Monday night. What I did was I literally watched all of Raw, and then after Raw was over, or just as I started seeing it was basically wrapping up with Dean Ambrose and whatnot, I switched it to a stream of the game. And my biggest concern with the Bears right now is the defense. Because I just mentioned, back at their Super Bowl year, the thing that two things that made them great was A, the defense was phenomenal. That's what got them there. They won a Monday night game, you know, the whole, which I meant to load it, the whole Dennis Green, mm-hmm. the Bears are who we thought they were because
Absolutely.
That defense was fucking awesome. The second thing they had was this little player who actually we can bring this story up to, Devin Hester, who was fucking phenomenal, which I'm happy that he broke his record. He's one of the few players that the Bears got rid of that I would love to see him back with the Bears. I was sad to see him go, and I had one friend on Facebook like asked me how I felt about it. And I was like, yeah, I still wish he was a Bear. And he was like, well, after his performance that last night, every Bears fan would be saying that. I'm like, no, I genuinely liked Devin Hester. He was one of my favorite players on the team. But the thing with him is they tried to make him a number one receiver for a long time, which he's not a number one receiver, but he's not a bad receiver. He's a guy that you throw out there on offense, you have him run those long stretch routes, and you have it where you're going to – somebody who – is going long and maybe you don't throw it to him or you throw it to somebody else. It's, you have him out there kind of as a fake for the most part, but you do throw the ball to him from time to time because he actually can.
And he's another guy you could use like they do kind of like Cordell Patterson or Percy Harvin doing that jet sweep from the wide receiver position. But I thought that was a very cool moment that he got to do that in Tampa with, what was it, Deion Sanders there. And you had Lovie Smith there. It's a, you know, it's a cool moment for him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks that he has 19 returns, and the one that broke the record
right.
was the one not in Chicago. But I think if it comes down to it, if he ever goes into the Hall of Fame, which it is debatable if he will,
yeah, that brings up the whole... you know, the kicker argument into going into the Hall of Fame too, and I don't know if it'll ever happen. I really don't.
If he can muster up five more, it's very quite possible, because not only would he have broken a record, he will
right.
have created one of his own by
right.
by a couple more. But going back to, I mean, that's one thing the Bears are suffering on right now. They don't have a kick return guy. Well, not even just getting rid of Devin Hester, they also got rid of Eric Weems, who used to be on the Falcons, who they picked up, I think it was 2 years ago, and or it might have been a year or two ago, and you figured this would be the guy who would hold it down for you as your kick returner now that Devin Hester was gone, but now they got rid of him. So I don't know what they're doing there. It's going to be no Devin Hester, and the defense is just falling apart. A lot of players just going down.
And they didn't have room to lose players. They weren't that good to start with, but when you start losing average players that were starting for you and bringing in subpar players, yeah, you're going to take a hit.
And also, last week losing a veteran
mm-hmm.
like Tillman. Tillman might be gone.
Yeah.
His career looks to be done. That's one reason that I would love to see the Bears win the Super Bowl this year. Granted, I mean, it's my team, one of my teams. I'd love to see them win the Super Bowl, but you always want to see someone who got their career cut short like that. They're kind of like waiting around on the team, just like, you know, it's like, hey, before you go, here's this Super Bowl ring. But, you know, that's
right.
in a perfect world for him. I mean, I think there's players in other sports that I know that's happened to where they get injured or something, and they're sitting on the bench, and they get lucky enough to where the team goes to the playoffs, wins the championship, and boom, they didn't have to do all this work, and now
right.
they have something for their career. But I'm happy that the Bears won, which actually we didn't mention earlier. I was the I was the only one. Everybody picked
the
Bears
yeah.
except for Miguel. Yep. And I think that was the only shutout game that we had. Person that stood alone.
Dallas and St. Louis.
The game.
Oh, did somebody else? I thought there was one who did it.
No, Carp picked St. Louis. But the games that we didn't mention that everybody got right, New England, New Orleans, and Indianapolis,
right.
which, shocker.
But I called the bet line on Oakland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the plus 14.
I don't remember. Oh, everybody got Cincinnati
yeah.
right too. That was kind of sitting on the side. Everybody who picked for Thursday night technically
yeah.
got Atlanta. Obviously, Brian didn't pick and Joe didn't pick. Which
oh,
I'd
yeah.
feel
How
bad
do you
if anybody
picked
the Buccaneers.
At this point?
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select.
And the worst part is that is a very talented team that is playing really bad.
Yeah, there was a lot of hope going into this year with them.
Now, they may pull it together towards the end of the season, but it's going to be way too late. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be too late. It's going to be where, oh, now it's all coming together, or they're going to finally get the right people in the right positions. Oh, like just a better quarterback.
You've got too many good teams in the NFC for them to make a run at the playoffs, too. This is going to be a wasted season.
Yeah. Really quick, Cowboys.
St. Louis.
Who the fuck did they play? Oh, yeah, they played, yeah, that's right, they played St. Louis.
Big time.
They pulled a win out of their ass, and they almost got beat by a shitty
team. On St. Louis's half, how in the fuck do you get up 21 points and lose a game? That's pathetic.
Yeah, they're another team that I definitely think could be picking first, but I don't have them. I don't have that soundbite until football.
And to be fair with St. Louis, they have a good defense, they have a good running back, they have a third string quarterback playing. And he's playing good. And wow. That was a lot of expectation in St. Louis too, and I hate to say it because I have always been a Jeff Fisher fan. It might be time for him to go.
Yeah, right now the two people that I think coaches that will be going by the end of the year, and it definitely depends on their record, and it's kind of looking like that. One being Jeff Fisher, another one being Rex Ryan. And I think it's
What's his name in Green Bay too? If they don't turn it around, yeah.
Head coach? No, I think that's the guy. I think you don't hit the
no, but if they don't turn it around, that team is way too fucking talented to be where they're at.
I think it depends on how far they plummet. But I still don't think you hit the panic button just yet. And on Mike McCarthy, I still think his job is safe. It's not like a Rex Ryan, guy who's been at the bottom of the division for majority of his tenure. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, he had some winning seasons, but past couple of years they haven't done real good. I think last year was the best season they've had. And
well, I was gonna say they went back to back in AFC championship games. Yeah.
Yeah. Just they fell short, and they have yet to bounce back from all that kind of stuff.
That's a bad division too to be at the bottom of. There's just really not any really good teams in that division. Yeah, are you going to call them a good team this year? Even last year they weren't that good.
Not this year, no. But in
good enough to win that division.
Good enough to win that division. Did they win one? They won at least one playoff game.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I can't remember.
Sounds like a lot of work. I do know that Mr. Superstar Tom Brady hasn't thrown for over 250 yards in the past 5 or 6 games.
Yeah, that's what happens when your great receivers are all gone. Should have paid Wes.
Wes Welker's a good receiver, but he's not what they need. They replaced Welker with Edelman. Not that big of a difference. What they don't have is a fucking burner to open up the defense. They don't have anybody to get down the field to open it up. But, yeah, you can only dump the ball off 5 or 10 yards so many times before they'll just not, the defense will adapt. Absolutely.
Adapt or perish. And let's get into our, before we get into the rest of the games. We'll go with our social media side before we get into actually the games for this week. Debating on where we'll actually put this from going forward now, and I'm just kind of winging it. A whole 3
Yay.
Tweets, and they're from 2 people.
Got to start somewhere.
Let's start with the guy who's not here this week, Shane. Hashtag NFL easy pick. Great week of football, and the Eagles are 3-1. Hashtag suck it, Cowboys fans.
When do they play again? Don't they play soon? The Eagles and the Cowboys.
The Eagles?
Yeah, they've got to be playing soon.
Probably.
We'll see.
If we had... If Shane was actually on here, he could tell us about it.
Of course, I can't get it up here.
And our other tweets are from Ant the Vigilante, and he says, first off, what seems to be a response from his Giants winning is hashtag NFL easy picks, Giants win,
oh, come on,
hashtag Super
Bowl.
They
did play very good, but let's hold ourselves together a little bit.
Yeah, they also played very well
and
at
it's,
home.
And it's signs that that offense is going to get it together. But like we said last time, it's a brand new offense for a guy that has been, what, 15 years under the old offense? For now, a whole new offense was brought in. It's going to take him a while to get that under control.
Yeah, but the Giants are only 1-2, so yeah. You know who's also 1-2? The Cleveland
not
Browns,
Super
and
Bowl.
I'm not screaming Super Bowl. I'm hoping to scream wild card chase.
I think I think that's a possibility. I really do.
Wild card chase. Mm-hmm. And our last tweet from Anthony Vigilante, hashtag NFL easy picks. So the Cardinals, Bengals, and Eagles are 3-0 teams 2014.
Yeah,
really?
Those are really good teams other than the Eagles.
It is odd. I mean, granted, Cardinals have been on and off the past 5-6 years since their Super Bowl. Bengals and Eagles have been on the comeback, especially the Eagles after they got rid of Andy Reid and all the kind of quarterback controversy with them. And Bengals have been a team that has been one of the best in their division.
Right.
Now they're becoming one of the best in the conference. And
yeah, that's the defense has always been good, but it seems like the defense has gotten better. And Andy Dalton hasn't pulled his Andy Dalton-ness yet.
Yeah, we have that. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals won the Super Bowl. Like, in the long scheme of things, I would be surprised, like, compared to the beginning of the year. But you look, a lot of teams that make the Super Bowl or even win the Super Bowl are teams that they made the playoffs the year before, at least the year before, or maybe even the year before that, too. It's, they build to it. It's not like they're shit 1 year and then win the Super Bowl the next. There's at least some progression. And the Bengals have had that for many years, but they have yet to
break their glass. I cannot see them winning the Super Bowl with Andy Dalton as their quarterback. I just can't see it. He is too apt to go for a 3-interception in the playoff game. I have no faith in him whatsoever. Absolutely. And what? And you add the fact that Giovanni Bernard he's a very good running back, but I question his durability to last the whole season.
Yeah. Now, for the fun part. Because Ant, our only fucking emailer, decided to write a long email. I'm not great at reading out loud. I'm probably a little bit better than Wayne. And the only time Wayne ever listens to this show or even hears about it, when I believe Ant mentions comments about it. So, yeah, I mentioned Wayne, who I probably read emails better. But let's go on to Ant's email, and he writes, "Yo, you crazy American bastards. So this week we will see the first of 3 games this season to be played at Wembley, London, as the Raiders take on the Dolphins. I will be attending the game between the Falcons and the Lions in October."
That could be a really fun
actually
game.
Does look like a good game on the side. The way the Falcons are playing and the Lions kind of, I'm just waiting for the Lions to be the Bengals. I mean Lions to be the Lions. Anyway, more than 250,000 tickets have been sold for the games. That, for many, is proof of just how successful the NFL's annual visit to London has become. As the crowds continue to flock, there arises an obvious and not entirely new question. How long until there is a UK team or franchise in the NFL? According to Dallas owner Jerry Jones, in that case, no. It's a case of when and not if, I think.
Yeah, I'm confused here.
Let me go back. Oh, yeah. According to Dallas's owner, Jerry Jones, it's a case of when and not if. Quote, "I think it is going to get done," he said. Jones is not alone in talking up the possibility of the UK-based NFL team. Mm-hmm. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, speaking of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select
London, England as their new home. The Jacksonville Jaguars have also expressed interest in moving their franchise to London. Mm-hmm. See, that's right. Jones is also adamant that regular cross-Atlantic traveling is not a major hurdle. For instance, a team traveling to the UK could play a game on the East Coast, thereby reducing their journey distance. Yeah, you fucker writing a long ass email. There's more here. To be competitive in the NFL, a UK-based side would still have to draft American players, something I feel is easier said than done. I don't know how you could take someone who grew up in America, went to an American college, and just draft him over to England to work and live in a different culture.
That's,
You might as well get, drafted into slavery, but hey. Traditionalists may squirm at the thought, but Wembley could one day host more touchdowns than goals. So my question to you guys is, would you be receptive to the idea of a franchise in London, and how viable do you guys really think this is? Ant the Vigilante, out. And this time he did not put sent from my iPad.
Okay. Do you want to start at the beginning? No. The
email?
Didn't
fuck
three
you.
Questions? Because like Wayne, I wasn't really paying attention. What?
You mean you're like Wayne like this?
What? Oh, is it my turn?
Don't make me...
What?
Is it my turn? To talk.
What do you mean it's your turn?
Of course, I can't get it up here, and...
The first question he asked, which it's kind of the same thing of how long until there's a UK team or franchise in the NFL.
Within the next 5 years. Yeah, within
five
the next
years?
Five, yes.
Here's my thing right now with the NFL. It's going to have to be a team that's willing to move there. So
did Minnesota just pick up new ownership, or is the owner wanting to sell?
Bills.
No, they just the guy in Buffalo just bought.
No, I think the
he's not moving them.
Yeah, what I'm saying, he's not moving them. The Vikings aren't moving.
Are they building?
Building
I know they were playing
right
at the college.
Yeah, they're playing there because
gotcha.
Yeah, because they're building the new stadium. So they're going to be locked in there for a while. So the teams you have left,
I don't
think
the
Dolphins are another one.
Too much history in Miami. I don't think they'd let that happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just telling you
right.
Some of your top ones.
Yep.
Them, the Jaguars,
Raiders aren't going nowhere.
And the Raiders, and maybe the Rams. I thought I've heard a rumor of like the Rams possibly
the Rams
moving
out of the
back
question.
To L.A.,
I think Jacksonville is your best bet.
But the thing is, I think the NFL is very content with their system right now of 32 teams. So I know
they're not going to do expansion again.
But it's
because they would have to add two for that
I think
to happen.
Not only that, they'd have to reform divisions and whatnot, and probably redo some. I don't know if they redo playoffs, but it's. There's a lot of work there, and they got it down perfect. They're out of the whole league. You have two conferences, four divisions in each conference, and four teams in each division.
Yeah.
It is fucking
perfect.
It'll
be a current team that moves over there, and they're pushing hard to get a team over in England. And I get the wanting to expand to the world, but, yes, you're hot right now. What happens when you cool off? And now you've got a fucking franchise across the fucking ocean that you're going to have to try to somehow integrate back into the States when you get small again.
There would have to be a lot of revenue. I think here's the question. What has the most possibility of happening? The NFL putting a franchise in London or WWE bringing a pay-per-view, a main pay-per-view, not just WrestleMania, just any pay-per-view.
Oh, the NFL is going to have a team in England before then.
I can't call that.
Well, I'll preface this with if Goodell stays as commissioner, because he has been pushing for a team in London for a long, long time.
I still think there's a lot more hurdles, just similar to what WWE has to do when they bring a pay-per-view
right.
to London. There's other stuff, and I'm not saying they're the same, but I'm still saying there's just got to be things that we don't know, we don't think about that.
Just
will
think of
add
the
up
cost
to stuff.
And, of, you don't just have 52 players that are part of that team. You probably have 200 and some that travel with the team. So you've got to take all those people and ship them across the ocean also. It can be very expensive to ship teams over there. And broadcasters.
And broadcasters.
TV people. I can only imagine.
I mean, they could hire TV crew for out there, a special like that only work for the NFL, and maybe CBS, Fox, ESPN, like maybe they all have their own people that do other stuff. But you know, when it comes to like the game that they have to shoot out there, that's who they send.
And you have, isn't there a time difference?
Yeah, from East Coast, it's a 5-hour time difference. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do a 1 o'clock game at 6 o'clock in the afternoon for them, and you could do a 6 o'clock game at 11 o'clock
do
at night.
A 4 o'clock game
is a little
night.
Late. Not 6 o'clock. I mean, yeah,
right.
I mean, a 4 o'clock game as a 9 o'clock game, but for
Sunday
them,
night
but
or Monday,
you'll never
night.
See the
or Thursday night. Yeah,
or Thursday night, because that would be a Monday morning, Tuesday morning.
Unless they played it at
Friday morning,
4 o'clock on a Thursday, or their time. I mean, I guess you could do that. But still,
we're in the live internet era, so like,
No. I'm saying they play the game at 4 o'clock their time, 9 o'clock our time, which still makes it a night game for us, which would still be Thursday night, Sunday night, or Monday night.
It would be 4 o'clock. In the morning.
No. It starts 4 o'clock their time. So it would be 9 o'clock our time, right?
If it's.
Or do I have it backwards?
No, opposite. You have it backwards.
There's a way they could work it
out. 1 o'clock game for us. Yeah, if they were to do a 8 o'clock game, it would be a 1 o'clock game.
1 a.m.
over there in the morning.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, fuck. I'm getting fucking time zone bullshit. But yeah, it just. I think they want to do it, and I think they're going to push to do it. That doesn't make it going to be right, because you've got money conversion rates. You've got – I mean, there are so many little things that just make it really hard. It's why basketball teams and baseball teams in Canada have struggled so much, is because the conversion rates.
And that's why the NFL – I mean, the other thing that they do besides going to London is the Bills have that Toledo game.
I thought they did.
Oh, that's Toronto. Why did
I say that? I didn't think they were doing that anymore.
Wrong team.
Yeah, I thought they did away with that.
I thought they still had it. If they did, they got rid of it.
I thought that was just like a 2-year trial thing, and they quit doing it. It is, but it isn't. It's once again, you know, the Bills are losing a home game. You know, it's an unfair advantage.
But they're losing a home game, but at the same time, it's not that far.
Well, you're right, but
you know what I mean.
You know, how many of those tickets are going to the home team, and how much of that money that is being spent at the stadium is going to go to the Bills? Probably none of it. And that's where NFL teams make money off of their games. Well, if you lose a game every year, you're losing an eighth of your income every year because they're not playing it at home.
I think there was more to the email. Let's get back to that.
The players being forced to go over there. I'm sorry, if you want to be a player, this is where you have to go. You know, not everybody can be Eli Manning and throw a fucking fit because you get drafted by San Diego and wind up going somewhere else. You pretty much go where you're drafted. If you don't want to, if you don't want to play on team, don't fucking play.
Yeah. Would you be receptive to the idea of a franchise loan? I mean, if they worked out all the stuff. I'll live with whatever they give me. Long as you don't take the Browns and you don't take the Bears, which I think with everything the Browns went through when they went to Baltimore, and the fact that the Bears are the longest running franchise in the NFL and they have been in Chicago since the 20s. like they're not going anywhere.
As long as
you can take
the
Packers
games
if you want.
Don't wind up being shit, because you've got no matter what anybody wants to say, traveling even across the United States causes a difference in the teams. So now you're going to be traveling even further. Well,
till that's the Chargers.
They played damn good. They did play well
at
Buffalo. It affects them. No matter now when these teams come back from like Miami and Oakland, when they come back, they have bye weeks next week. Are you going to do that for every single team that goes over there? So for 8 weeks, there's going to be a team on bye because they're coming back from London? And does the London team have to play 8 home games in a row and then come over here for their 8 away games? It's very, very unique. It just, as long as the football doesn't suffer like it does on Thursday nights, then I'm fine with it. But this Thursday night experiment ain't going away, and that's not good football. Not good football at all being played on Thursday nights. Any of it.
What
can
is?
You think of a good game that was played on a Thursday night? This week sucked.
They've tried to do the thing for Thursday night where everybody gets.
I know what they're trying to do, but you can't basically take away half of a team's practice because you want to have one game to make money on Thursday nights.
No. Every team has.
They will.
I believe
but
Thursday
that means
night
every team is losing for that. Yeah. Those two teams are losing a week's worth or a half a week's worth of practice because they are. The NFL is a bunch of money grubbing whores who absolutely have to have a game on Thursday night.
But at the same time, they gain an extra
half
week of rest. It's like look at the Steelers and after they went against Ravens. So granted, they walked in that game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a division game, which something I heard on, I believe it was the Football Today, and it was brought up that Thursday night games are division games too, which is very smart because you have less preparation to do for them, but. You had with the Ravens, they went into that, the Steelers, they went into that game, they got their ass kicked, and then all this time, they were a little bit more refreshed when they went against the Panthers. They actually looked a little bit better.
There's so many problems with the Thursday game, but the home team's always going to have a huge advantage, you know what I'm saying? Always. Thursday night's a bad idea, it just my opinion. It's a money grab, and it really kind of irritates me that the NFL's got to this point where, we're not making enough money. We have to try to add more to make more money.
And to finish up the last question from him, how viable do you guys really think this is, or do we already cover that? I think if the NFL, if they find a way for it to work or try a way to experiment it, that's one thing. But for me,
it's going to happen. It's just how long can they sustain it?
Yeah, like I said, I wouldn't even go that far, but that's just me. And I want to thank you, Ant, for emailing us, our second email from the same person. It's great to meet. If you're listening, feel free to email us. We will try not to. I'll try not to butcher your email. Since that's what everybody else is doing. Since I've learned how to play sounds.
Can't do it.
No, Mike Singletary, I can't.
What?
Austin, I said I can't. I'll try a thing where Ant, maybe next week, since you're the only one who seems to be listening and sending in emails, you've put together an MP3, I'll gladly play.
Best I can tell, Ant's our only listener. So we're doing the whole show for Ant.
That's what I think.
You should feel special.
Mm-hmm. Maybe other people isn't listening to. I don't know. Well, here's what you do. Here's the key. We start talking shit about people, and then we wait to get the backlash, and we're like, thank you for listening, by the way. We don't mean it?
Or are we just going to say we don't mean it?
Of course, I can't get it up here, and...
All right, well, luckily, I mean, granted, we've long this episode compared to, I think, all the other episodes are under an hour, and... On my count, which we actually started close to the beginning of recording, I started recording officially for the show not that far into our call. But let's get into some of these games, and we'll start with our teams, and then we'll just go straight through the rest, nothing in the middle. Let's go over the bye weeks real quick. The Arizona Cardinals, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Cleveland Browns, so that's one of my teams gone, and actually one of your teams gone. The Seattle Seahawks and the St. Louis Rams all on bye. This is the second, I should say, this is actually tied for the most for most teams gone. It's week 4 and week 10. Oh, and week 9. But let's go to... I'll wait for that one. Let's go with the Tennessee Titans. Who will be at, the... 1-2 Tennessee Titans at the 1-2. Holy fuck. Indianapolis Colts, and a 98% favorite is the Indianapolis Colts. And I'm going the same thing. They're too good of a football team to be 1-2.
There's no way Tennessee wins that game. Tennessee sucks.
7.5 point favorites. And let's go over Shane, since even though he is not here, the Philadelphia Eagles, well, I should say the 3-0 Philadelphia Eagles at the 1-2 San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco is a 5.5-point favorite, and I am going crazy on this.
If I'm not mistaken, it's in Philly, correct? Hold on. Asshole. If I'm not mistaken, it's in San Francisco, right?
No.
I'm going to stick with San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
one
yeah,
more week. If they play like shit again, I'm off the fucking bandwagon. And Philly going east or going west to the other coast, yeah, I don't believe Philly at all.
Yeah, that's a definite we'll see. The another one we'll have fun with. The 2-1 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 1-2 New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. That's not a stat you would think you would see. The favorites are the New Orleans Saints by 3.
I think I'm going to actually go with Dallas.
And I'm picking them too.
I'm going to buy in a little bit. Yep.
So you're not selling out, you're buying in. And that would leave one game, this game.
Go Bears.
The 1-2 Green Bay Packers at the 2-1 Chicago.
Go Bears.
Well, according to this, a 1.5-point favorites are the Green Bay Packers. Another line that I seen was the Bears at a 1-point favorite. Obviously, tough rivalry. The picks on this one are divided up 56-44 Chicago, and I'm going with the Chicago Bears to go 3.
Well, let's go for 3-for-3 here. I'm going to go Green Bay. I just can't believe an Aaron Rodgers offense is going to play this bad all year.
I don't think they're going to play this bad all year. Like, if this game were in Green Bay, I wouldn't pick Bears. I mean, I might. Actually, I can't say that. I would probably pick them, but I would just pick them because they're my team. But I would have no surprise if the Packers won. Because in Green Bay last year was the first win the Bears had got there in a couple of years. At least, I think actually last time they got a win there, I'm not even sure if Cutler was on the team. I think it was either Grossman or Orton. Not 100% sure, but we'll start back up at the top of the list with the Thursday night game. The 1-2 New York Giants at the 1-2 Washington Redskins. I am going with the Redskins. I like Kirk Cousins in this
Thursday
one.
Night home team.
And they're home
Washington.
On a Thursday night. All right, and I'm pretty much sure we won't have much to say about this. The 1-2 Miami Dolphins at the 0-3 Oakland Raiders, which brings me to...
With the first pick in this NFL draft, the Oakland Raiders select...
Could be.
To move to London.
Me also.
Yeah, I'm picking Miami Dolphins on this one. I can't remember the last time I picked the Raiders, if ever. This should be a good one, and I kind of feel bad for one of these teams. The 2-1 Detroit Lions at the 1-2 New York Jets. The Jets are an honorary member of the NFC North because they went Green Bay, Chicago, now Detroit, 3 weeks in a row. Probably the top three teams of the division. And
I'm going to take
the
Lions.
Picking Lions.
The Jets' secondary on defense is really bad, and Stafford should be able to just pick them apart. Oh, absolutely. I'm hoping so.
Or you're hoping so.
I'm hoping Calvin Johnson gets 6 touchdowns, but I don't think that'll happen.
Oh, and another lopsided pick'ems. The 0-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select.
Going up against the 2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. And this is funny because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are known as the Bucs. And the Pittsburgh Pirates is a weird nickname that they have.
That could be the most irrelevant thing you've said on this show.
Really?
Your opinion is irrelevant, sir.
Really? I should get that clip. Damn it, I got a lot of clips I gotta get. I'm gonna have a big-ass fucking board. Yeah, I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers on this. As much as I hate them, at least I'm very realistic. Pittsburgh Steelers are going to probably kill the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Josh McCown is going to be on the sideline.
Absolutely.
On his clipboard.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is just, it's a train wreck. Pittsburgh, yeah, all the way.
The 2-1 Carolina Panthers at the 2-1 Baltimore Ravens. I'm going the Ravens on this one, but I'm debating whether I should go Carolina, because I will say this. Cam Newton, you fucking pissed me off. You didn't play week one, and you were auto-drafted in a lot of my leagues. Okay, fine. Week two, I decide not to play you in favor of Jay Cutler in most of the leagues, because oddly enough, I think I have both of them. Or I played somebody else. What does he do? It's a fucking phenomenal game. So I'm like, oh, I better play him this week. Play him last week.
Welcome to Canada.
And fucking do shit! Yeah. I would much rather have Colin Kaepernick. And there's times that he has fluctuated, but at least I like Colin Kaepernick. But yeah,
yeah,
I'm,
I think I'm gonna, I just
I'm
changed my pick now that Carolina's down to basically no healthy running backs. I think D'Angelo Williams is supposed to come back this week, but how healthy is he? You don't have Jonathan Stewart, and Tolbert's now out, too. So it is what it is.
Okay. I'm off their bandwagon, at least for this week. That's only because they're going up against my other bandwagon team. The 2-1 Buffalo Bills at the 2-1 Houston
Texans.
Yeah,
I think Buffalo showed us what Buffalo is last week, because E.J. Manuel is just, he's not that good. And he is going to drag that team down big time.
And what could be the biggest pick'ems difference in the whole game? But there are two games that are 98-2%. This one is 99-1%, because they don't do fractions. The 0-3 Jacksonville Jaguars.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select.
Going up against the 2-1 San Diego Chargers, who could have been a 3-0 San Diego Chargers. I'm picking.
Yeah, me too.
The San Diego Chargers.
Jacksonville sucks.
How weird would it be if the Jaguars win? The Jaguars beat the Chargers. The Chargers beat the Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen in
good God.
One of the dimensions of hell.
I hope we get this, and it's only happened twice in the past couple of years where you're able to do a full flow chart from going from one team, like Team A beat Team B, Team B beat Team C beat Team D, and you go all the way around until the last team you get to.
Oh, yeah.
That
it can
team.
Happen.
Beat
definitely with the parity in the league.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's happened, I want to say it happened 2 years ago, and I want to say it happened 4 years ago. But when it happens, someone will make that chart.
Somebody has too much free time.
Because someone will be on it. Well, look at the age we're in. There's people, there's the NFL Network, there's ESPN. There's people who work at some of those places, and Bleacher Report, and all those things that at least they'll be probably putting it together, if not some guy with just no time.
Somebody needs to get a life.
Nothing to do. Moving on, we have the 2-1 Atlanta Falcons at the 1-2 Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, I'm going 2-1 Atlanta Falcons.
They're, yeah, I just don't see.
They
don't
scored
see
a lot of points
out of Minnesota, so give me Atlanta.
I had a local friend of mine who's a Vikings fan. He was like picking on the Browns and I hate fans like this when they do it to any fucking team, but like they were picking on Cleveland for losing and like talking about blaming at like the loss on Billy Cundiff and all this shit. But it's like, I had a back and forth, with him, and I even was like, wait a minute, miss field goals. You're a fucking Viking fan. You should know all about missed field goals. You've missed two Super Bowls that way. I mean, to get into one, and I think what was one of the other things I said to him, it was, because he was saying, oh, at least we got a kicker. And I was like, obviously, a slam on Billy Cunningham. I'm like, yeah, your kicker's not that good.
He missed a field goal last week or week before.
But at the same time, the Browns had more touchdowns than the Vikings did last week. So it's just one of those fans trying to be all fuck you local fans that he's friends with. But it's like, dude, you're a Vikings fan. You do not have enough room to speak. We're down to one game. We are down to the Monday night game. The 2-1 New England Patriots at the 1-2 Kansas City Chiefs. I'm semi-split on this one, but I'm going
Kansas City at home.
Going with New England.
New England sucks. Brady sucks. Defense sucks.
Yeah, I do see the at home stuff, but if they lose, maybe I'll get off the New England bandwagon for most of this year. I'll still
have
to jump
on certain
games,
but
not as many. All right, and before we go, you wanted to do a little segment.
Yeah,
we'll
have to start next week because I don't have access to any of the information, the lines and stuff. Oh, basically just
explain to everybody
one game a week that I would bet on, and you can make you a little bit of money on it. But I don't have I don't gamble, so. I don't.
Really?
What?
Of course, I can't get it up here, and.
All right, that, I believe, will do it for us.
Get a hold of me at the Mock Jockey if anyone is actually listening.
And, of course, there's all the contact information that's at the beginning of the show. And if you actually listened to the outro last week, I made a special outro. Okay, it was just me doing a voiceover over music of all the contact information. But, like I said, anythingpicks@gmail.com, #NFLEasyPicks. At NFL Easy Picks, at Cake Fave Sports Radio, and you can find us all on Facebook. Please go to iTunes and rate us. We have pretty much no feedback. That's something I keep forgetting to mention. Do that and like us on Facebook because we have no likes. But I mean, we have
nobody
some.
Nobody likes us.
But just fucking do it. I know. They just
can't do it.
They just don't like Americans. That's what it is.
That's got to be what it is. But anyway, that will do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks, right here on KFAVE Sports Radio, where it's all at work. And this concludes the end of regulation time. Thank you for listening to NFL Easy Picks on KFAVE Sports Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at KFAVE Sports and at NFL Easy Picks. Email the show at anythingpicks@gmail.com and be sure to use #NFL Easy Picks.